At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada.
You can shop Saks.com for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch.
Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Do you struggle trying to reach those corner lashes when applying mascara? L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara catches every lash for corner-to-corner volume.
Your sister has been using this, right?
She loves it. Yes, they sent me some, and I gave it to my sister and my nieces. And actually, I looked at, I saw my niece the other day and was like, your eyelashes, is that the new mascara? She's like, yes, look at them. They were like fanned out. I mean, this is a great product.
You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Want to see life in panorama with fully fanned out lashes? Now you can with L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara that creates corner-to-corner panoramic lash volume.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo. We just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie, the wonderful and talented Mr. Ronnie Karam. I didn't give you adjectives. I apologize.
I don't need no adjectives.
I'm walking it back. I'm walking it back and saying the wonderful and talented and lovely Ronnie Karam.
Well, thank you. That's so sweet. I love a sweet walk back.
Well, I was going to try to, like...
I think you were just dissing me because I'm, like, too hot, and so it made you, like, uncomfortable, so I get it.
Yeah, I was, like, thinking of, like, giving you a Jess-themed intro, but then I thought it would be weird if I said, the man who I want inside me, Mr. Ronnie Karam.
I can't with that whole thing. Yeah, well, I didn't want to leave this podcast thinking... I mean, he doesn't even like me. He doesn't even compliment me. Who says that? Multiple times. What the fuck, multiple. Jess? Oh, my God, you broken person. And to anyone who's like, you know what? I'm going to homeschool my kids because I'm sick of this culture making my kid into a – making kids into monsters. Well, look what this did to Jess. There's your example of homeschooling. Fuck off with that homeschooling bullshit.
But it's so funny because I really am such a slave to editing. Like, I will literally feel the things that they tell me to feel because they showed so many scenes of her walking into rooms and then Paige and Sierra being like, huh. And I was like, those bitches. And then Jess walks in. And then Jess is like, hey, you know what? Like, you guys don't compliment me enough. And she's like, we do. We're so nice to you. I'm like, yeah, they're so nice to you. Like, whatever scene, whatever they want us to feel in a scene, I just pivot because that's just how I am as a viewer. And then, like, afterwards, I have to say, okay. Now, what did I really think? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I think Jess.
I have no idea what to think. Don't worry. You have me. I'll tell you what to think.
By the end,
you'll know.
Well, what I kept telling myself was every time she walked into a room and Paige and Sierra were so cold to her, I was like, yes, they are extraordinarily cold. But then Jess is the one who also kind of just like, she did do that whole thing of like, girls are like jealous of me. I'm going to hang out with guys first. You know, it's like that whole thing, chicken or egg. Who caused it? I don't know. Both of them did.
I don't think they're cold to her at all. I think they're just cold in general. Yeah, and she does that thing where she walks into rooms. Like in the last scene, she walks into the bedroom with all the girls and then walks directly into the bathroom and just stands in the bathroom like a crazy person. And it's like, I feel so outside of everybody else. Yeah, because you're like standing in the bathroom. You fucking weirdo.
Well, it's like very self-fulfilling prophecy, you know? She's like, they don't like me. So she acts in the ways like, I don't feel comfortable around them. So then they're like, why is she so weird? We don't like her, you know?
She's ridiculous.
Then they do the same, though. Either way, Winterhouse. Wow. What an episode. So before we dive into it, don't forget to check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/watchforcrappens. We got Crappens on Demand there. Bonus episode this week's can go up. I think it actually is already up. Never mind. But it's we're shooting the shit. So come join us. Monday night, we got Take a Seat on Spotify Live at 10 o'clock on the East Coast, 7 o'clock on the West Coast. where we'll talk all sorts of Bravo shit. You can talk about the shows, things, some hot takes you have about the shows or the gossip, whatever's happening. We'll talk, you talk. It's super fun. So go check that out if you miss it. It's on Spotify, so just do a search for Take a Seat. And by the way, I want to say that the pancake situation on Below Deck, the pancake situation, this is Meredith Marks here reporting about a pancake situation on Below Deck Mad. I've decided I'm going to write about crispy edge pancakes in my little Substack this week. So if you want to know about crispy edge pancakes, I'm going to show you how I do it. So that's my little... I'm sorry to do a Substack show 2 weeks in a row, but I felt like the pancake content was very relevant to our audience this week. So
hey, that's you know, live your dreams. Live your pancake dreams. I'm here. I support that.
Thank you.
Thank and you. I like that you're making a stack of pancakes on a Substack.
Oh, my God. I went to Substack and I thought it would be a whole bunch of bottoms on top of each other.
I thought it would be the regular stack. It would be a sub stack, and nobody would respect it because it was just a sub.
I don't know why Shannon Bedore is telling such naughty gay jokes. She learned something when she went up to Hollywood. I can't imagine Shannon Bedore calling up, Sophie, hi, this is your mother. Do you know what a sub is? I was walking around West Hollywood with Jeff Lewis, and he kept making jokes about subs, and I thought, oh, why does he like sandwiches so much? Did I miss something? Anyway, call me back.
Oh, Shannon. Did you hear that Heather Dubrow's trying to get on Beverly Hills? Hey, get the fuck away from that my city, ma'am. I mean, not the one that I live in, but my housewife city that I enjoy. Get out of there. No, you're not welcome here, okay? Button eyes, go somewhere else.
Button eyes. I did hear that. I'm surprised we didn't talk about that on Take a Seat, actually. I've just totally forgot about it.
We will. This coming Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific, we will talk about Heather Dubrow.
If you ever... Skip, take a seat again. This will cost you a lot. And I'm not just saying that as a it is a promise.
Okay. Anyway. Winterhouse. Let me see here. I just wrote, everyone sucks. Everyone sucks. I hate her. I hate him. What a bunch of hookers. Cool. The end. Okay. So. Well, thanks for being here, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, it's truly. So we start out with... Oh, Paige is still crying to Amanda on the slopes. I forgot that this was even a cliffhanger with Paige being like, I just don't know if I can stay in this house with Greg because no one likes Greg. And it makes me look bad. And Amanda's like, you know what? I understand because I've been in your shoes, you know? Ew. Why were you in my shoes? Disgusting. Disgusting. Get your literally socks out of there.
Literally, you've never had as good shoes as me. So let's just... And Kyle, the Kyle shoe is not as good as the Craig shoe. So can we please stop comparing shoes?
I thought your shoes only fit into Payless. Okay? Disgusting. I mean, I pay less, but there's a space. I don't have the brand Payless.
It doesn't pay more to pay less. What was the saying for Payless?
Something like, come here, we got shoes.
It doesn't cost more to pay less or something. Maybe. It was like a duh saying, like, wouldn't it cost more to pay less?
Every kiss begins with pay less.
Every kiss begins with K-less. I think every less kiss... K's at this diamond store. This is a sub-K K-less. Diamond store. K-less. Where are all the K's?
Sophie, this is your mother. I think I figured out what a sub means. I think it's a K store that doesn't have a full inventory. Call me back.
You know, I went into K's and said, I'd like to speak with K, and there wasn't a K there. Well, doesn't it cost more to K less? I've got to say.
Well, I'll tell you who wasn't there. Mary Kay Place. And you think she would be there. It's in her name. Her name is Mary, and she's going to be at Kay Place. But no, she wasn't there. Mary Kay Place. So much for me getting my autograph.
Mary Kay Place does the best... just like resting Mary Kay Place face. Like every role that woman ever plays is just so over it, you know? Love her. Okay. Really so, shout out to Mary Kay Place.
Mary Kay Place, you're doing great work. I'm looking at her face on Google Images, and it's true. She looks like she really, really is a perfect display of Mary Kay Place. I will say, sometimes you do a Google image search for someone And you're like, this is not representative of what they look like. But the Mary Kay Place Google image search is really right on the money for Mary Kay Place.
Yes. Like, even when she's smiling, does she look like I'm kind of trying to hold in a fart, but not really.
She's just disappointed. You know, she's disappointed in us.
Yeah. So, anyway, Paige K. Place is like, I just don't want him to ostracize people because, like, he has such a big ego, like, Jesus. And Amanda's like, you know what? I, like, totally understand because boys are just, like, so much in general. And she's like, oh, my God, they're annoying. You know what else is annoying? You pretending you understand. Okay, let's scheme. Let's scheme more. I can't believe I just cried on national television. Let's scheme.
Come on. Let's go down the hill, clown feet. Okay, come on. Turned her into Bethany. So now they're skiing and snowboarding, and there's Corey, and there's Sandoval. And Sandoval's like, dude, I've been trying to go snowboarding, but we haven't had a chance lately with opening this bar. I'm like, that's fascinating.
He's like, yeah, I was like so emotional, dude. You know, like being out here in the snow, in the air. It's like emotional.
And Schwartz is like, did I cry? I think I cried.
That's just like a typical Schwartz experience on a slope, I feel like. Any slope. It doesn't have to be even snowy. Just him walking down a hill. Did I cry?
Did I cry? So the girls all sit together at the bottom of the hill. And Jess is like, does anyone want to come with me? Because, like, I'm going to go one more, like, time. And Paige goes, have fun. So she leaves and she goes, don't worry, I'm sure the boys are up there. And Amanda's like, did you guys talk about anything interesting while Paige was understanding what my life has been like with Kyle for the past 10 years?
Based on the first 12 episodes of this season so far, I would say no, they did not talk about anything interesting. I'm just going to go out there on a limb.
I know, you're asking the cast of Winter House
if there was an interesting conversation that was had. The answer is no. So, they're just like asking if like Jason and Rachel are going to kiss again, which is, you know me, I love Jason. I think Jason is so nice. He's hot. He cooks and everything. Don't really care too much about the storyline, to be honest.
Yeah. Also, you guys are too old for this. Like, I'm sorry I keep saying this every week, but why are you acting like you're 13, okay? Listen, when you reach, once you're past 30, which I know not all of them are, but, like, most of them are, and once you pass 30, I feel like when you make out with someone, you come back to your table and you're like, oh my God, I made out with someone. You don't need people to ask you. Like, did you get, right. Like, you'll know, okay? If I fuck anybody, everybody is gonna know. I'm telling you right now. You know, because I'm just so impressed, you know, it's like, guys, look how much it got off my activity ring. I didn't even know those things actually moved.
Movement ring closed.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
So they're talking
about tonight's party. We've obviously never had sex because.
Movement ring incrementally increased.
I'm like the only person I know that can climax without actually moving at all, ever, you know. So I don't even know how it happens, you know. So they sent her up to go to the board. Oh yeah, so we're talking about Rachel and Jason kissing. So Rachel's like, I kissed him, and I was like, okay then, bye. We're done kissing now. And Amanda's like, yeah, you kissed him? Oh my God. Do you think you'll kiss him again? Or was that like your one night stand of kisses?
Yeah, and they're like, who knows? So then Sandoval's talking about how he brought some amazing LEDs. So you remember you were asking?
You
were like, where are the LEDs?
I fucking knew he had a whole other suitcase containing a fucking trumpet and some LEDs.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Well, he brought some LEDs and he's like, tonight is gonna be euphoric. And Luke is like, hey, so what does that mean for attire? Do I wear fancy flannel or chill flannel? And Sandoval's like, it's whatever it means to you. Yeah, it's open to interpretation. It's art.
And Corey's like, that's so LA. Yeah, Corey, you're wearing a pearl necklace.
Yeah.
Okay? With your fucking white chiclet teeth.
Okay. Honestly, Corey drives me nuts. I don't know what it is, but he drives me absolutely nuts. Do you feel that way too, or is it just a me thing?
No, he's gross.
I just feel like he's so fake. Like, I feel like I see through him. I think that, or probably on some level, if I were with my therapist right now, it probably would come down to jealousy. Like, I'm probably just very jealous of him.
Really?
But that's okay. Well, because, you know, he's one of those guys who just sort of is going to walk through life with some sort of a certain amount of privilege and just get what he wants. And, you know, I think I see him as like a typical cool, like a member of the cool kid club, you know, and I resent that.
Wow. I guess it just depends on what you call the cool kid club. I mean, this is a group that, you know, like Corey was described by Sierra as, I mean, he's someone like who will admit that he likes art. So like gross. I mean, that's kind of cool, I guess. That's well, this group. You know?
He's just like a high school jock, but I like you could just sort of I just feel like everything he does is so transparent, and it frustrates me that like no one seems to see how transparent it is. You know, at least in that household, I should say. I think all the audience sees it.
Yeah, I don't know if transparent things see through other transparent things. You know,
no, it's like two windows can't see through each other. Oddly enough.
Right? Like, do wine glasses judge each other? That's what you're asking yourself, right?
They
now.
Probably do, actually. I think if there's any judgy glass, it's a wine glass.
So they're really trying to make this Jess against the girl storyline happen this whole episode, which is so funny. Because now we're back at the house and everyone's like, oh my God, we all got to get showered to party. So they're all taking showers. And then Jess comes out of the shower and she passes by Paige and she's like, hi. And Paige goes, hi. And then the music stops,
and Jess Paige just looks down.
Yeah, Jess just looks like, oh my God, she barely said hi to me right now.
Well, to be fair, Paige does like give the shortest syllable she can give, and then look back down at the floor while she does her makeup. So then Austin's like passed out on his bed, so Craig goes in with a pan and or a pot and just starts banging on it to wake him up. God, it's insane right now. And so he's like, hey, so did you talk to Olivia today? And Austin announces that he really misses Olivia. And Craig's like, yeah, well, at least I have mine to cuddle with. Look, she's so cuddleable. Craig, you're cuddling the pot. Put it down already. I'm awake.
So then Luke's like, hey, anyone got makeup? Because they're getting rocker for tonight. It's like a rocker party. So then Sandoval and Schwartz are already packing to leave. And Sandoval's like, yeah, but not before we have a night with LED lights. Like, this is going to change everyone's lives, bro. So he starts setting them up. And, of course, whips out the old... Tom is really turning into, like, old Uncle Sandoval. He's like, hey, everybody, you want to try a buzz button shot? I was like, oh, my God. Here's Uncle Sandoval with this fucking buzz button.
Yeah, bringing a little taste of Tom to Stowe. So then we have another...
Packing buzz buttons. Okay, that's what just happened, everybody. Tom Sandoval packed buzz buttons in his LED suitcase.
How do those get through on an airplane? I feel like that would confuse TSA. But... now we have Exhibit B of the girls being so mean to Jess. So Jess is like in the bathroom doing something with her hair, and Sierra's doing something with her hair, like just outside the bathroom. And Jess is like, hey, do you have any hair ties? And Sierra goes, I literally just had to find these last two. And then Jess is like, oh, actually, I just found some if you need any. And she like walks out to where Sierra is, and Sierra's already gone.
Jess and then the music stops again. It stops again, so Jess can look sad. She's like, oh my God, totally found hair ties. Like, nobody appreciates it.
If you find a hair tie in a forest and no one's there to find it with you, did you ever really find it in the first place?
If you find a hair tie in the forest, but then somebody leaves before you give it to them, do you even have hair?
If you find a hair tie in a forest, but the forest is in the metaverse, did you find a hair tie in real life too?
This forest hates me because I'm hot. So then we go to Sandoval, who has played that trumpet so much, but still can't quite do it. It's like, there's an elephant giving birth. Leave that thing at home.
I know. And then Austin actually tells everyone what the name of his upcoming autobiography is going to be. I'm going to look at underboob all night.
So I like that when Sandoval's playing the trumpet, Schwartz is just behind him clapping like a good spouse. Like, yeah, look, everybody, he's playing a trombone.
Trumpet, bro.
Trumpet. He's so talented. So they all go to the party area, and it's like, guys, it's a Philips Hue commercial. Like, wow, colored lights. This is crazy. So Schwartz is like, wow, guys, this has been so nice. I had such a good time, which I wish Katie could say about our marriage, but she can't, and that's okay, because I really didn't put the effort into it that I should have, which is really sad for her. God, I have regrets.
Yeah, Schwartz is doing the whole, I'm going to prove to you, Katie, that I'm a good husband by talking about like my failures on another show, which makes me seem vulnerable, and that's going to work, right? So that's, or he's hoping it's going to work. So he's doing a lot of the, I just haven't been present. I'm not present in my marriage. I'm like, yeah, you're in Vermont right now. So now Jess starts telling Corey and Sierra that Sierra and Paige are like the cool kids. She's like, they just like leave me out. I feel like I'm at my high school dance, like all over again. Of course, my high school dance was just like me dancing with my mom in the living room, but that's fine.
I was going to say, what's your high school dance? It's like my high school dance all over again. I'm like, is the only person asking me to dance dad? Like, come on. Also, just some little lines that we heard as this.
Please. As this went on. please do a roundup. I would really like that.
Sierra goes to Austin, are you wearing eyeshadow? You're such a girl. And then Sierra again sits down with like Paige or whoever, and she's like, oh yeah, I'm with my bitches. And then she starts taking a picture, and she's like, dude, can't wait to show these pictures to our kids. Wow. Really? I never knew that I loved little tiny shots of Sierra so much, but they crack me up every time they come on. What a dodo bird.
So there's really blooming from her first season on Summer House, that's for sure.
She really is. Commercials. Here comes one right
now. Hungry Root is the easiest way to eat healthy. They send you fresh, high-quality groceries, simple recipes, and essential supplements. It's like your personal assistant for healthy living.
So you take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your personal health goals, what you like to eat, and more. And then they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week and give you a delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to use.
Each order is fully customizable, so you can take their suggestions or choose anything you want. We love this place. It's like, I like eating this, this, and this. I'm a vegetarian, eat some fish sometimes. They send you all these groceries that all fit into exactly what you like.
Yeah, I have an issue with snacking in that I always want to snack, but I often snack on things that aren't always as good for me. And it was really great to get all sorts of healthy, nutritious snacks from Hungry Root. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Watch What Crappens listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life.
Just go to hungryroot.com/crappens to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies.
That's hungryroot.com/crappens. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
So then Craig is like, baby, let's take some pics, baby. He's like, oh my God, okay, Craig. And he's like, I can see your butt. You're welcome. You're welcome, Craig. So then they have a little talk. He's like, is this a fun night, baby? Yeah, like I know that I was fired up a few days, but now I'm good. Okay, now I'm good. Just good, because like, you know what? I take your energy, you know, because when you feel something, I feel something. So you feel like venturing into round? No, I don't know what that means. Pillows. It's like my next chapter, so.
How do you feel about Fringe? Oh, I already know, because you take my energy. Wow. I'm so glad we're aligned on this. She goes, you know, I don't feel like I'm involved in a confrontation that I'm like personally involved with, but then you get into, you're like involved in it. And then through a couple, I feel like I'm involved in it, but I'm not like involved in it. Like, are you, you're confused. Okay. I'll start from the beginning. When you fight with someone, I feel like I'm in the fight too. Huh? Okay. She goes, well, I don't want you to think that I don't have your back, because I do. And so, like, when I run into another room when you're fighting someone, that's my way of showing you that I have your back.
He's like, Paige sat through days and days of me fighting her friends, and she never said a single thing to me. And I'm, like, relieved, but I'm also nervous because, like, I don't know how many of these chances I'm going to get.
I think many, based on the track record. So now it's back to
beer pong. The most romantic thing. He says the most romantic thing to her.
Sorry.
She says, I love you, Craig. And he goes, you look hot. Because that's the summer. That's the winter house thing that every single guy says. You look hot.
You look hot. You look hot. Yeah. So beer pong. Jason gives Rachel a very small kiss. And she's like, you can do better than that. And he goes, all right. He's like, all right, I will do better.
But then he doesn't. And he's wearing a Gilligan hat. And nothing says friend zone more loudly than a Gilligan hat, buddy. Okay. Did Gilligan ever get laid? No.
He didn't. Well, not that we know of. I'm ready for the cable. Like, I'm ready for the FX reboot of Gilligan's Island. It's like dark. And like, it's like lots of scenes of Gilligan staring out at the ocean, wondering if he'll be rescued and being like, am I the only sane one on this island? And then he has like a heroin addiction, but like it's secret. And then like he has like a very, there's like Marianne is like, she does dramatic crying a lot. Like, I know we're on an island, but you're on the island emotionally. And it's like serious. And then it gets nominated for best comedy.
So Lost without the comedy nomination.
And Mary Kay Place is, of course,
like disappointed. A cast member.
She's the professor's wife or whatever. The movie star.
So also, actually she should probably play Gilligan in like a modern version. Disappointed Gilligan.
Skipper's Kathy Bates.
So now Austin is spraying Sierra with silly string, and not just Sierra, but her hair. Like, who does that? Who just like empties an entire can of silly string on a girl's hair? Idiot. And Amanda, thank God, goes, Austin, it's not cute that you're mean flirting with people.
You know what else isn't cute? You wearing my shoes, bitch. Get away from me.
So then Craig's like, ow, get your foot out of my mouth.
So then Sandoval and Schwartz are like peeing outside, and then
why is everybody pissing all over the exterior of this house? If you're going to pee outside, pee over the balcony. You guys are peeing directly onto the house, both of you. What the fuck?
They're all monsters. And then Austin, meanwhile, so Sierra's like dancing around, and Austin keeps on looking at her. And he's like, I looked at her tits again. I looked at her tits. So, you know, a lot of evolved conversation. And so then now Amanda's asking Schwartz how Katie is. And this is where he's really doing his thing. He's like, oh, he's just complex. I mean, I haven't been present in my marriage. I've just been self-absorbed. I haven't honestly remembered what her name is until you said it. It's been like 2 years since I've called her by her name. I just kept saying Bubba and hoping someone would say, I hope she'll get mad at me one day. Say, stop calling me Bubba. Call me by my real name, which is, what was it again, Amanda? Katie? Yeah. Just not that present.
Well, is there a world where you and Katie just like don't stay together or whatever, bro?
And he's like, well, I just can't. Imagine my life without Katie. What would life be? You know, like last night I went to bed and there weren't cookie crumbs in the sheets. And I was like, God, I miss her. What's your name again, Amanda?
Katie! Yeah.
God, I can't imagine my life without Katie. I just wound up doing things like going to Vermont without her, or going to my bar without her, or hanging out with Sandoval without her. I don't even know what that would be like.
It's just so weird knowing that someone's not mad that I'm not with Katie right now.
Her name's Katie, right? So
he's used to being without her, but he's not used to not getting shit for not being with her.
He's not used to like knock, like barging down his front door and then not getting yelled at. It's like, what's it going to be like when I slam through my front door like the Kool-Aid man and no one is there to scream at me?
It's so weird coming home and my combination for the front door lock still works. It's like it's just taking all the gamifying out of it, you know?
Have you ever poured a drink on someone's head who wasn't there? It just goes right down to the ground.
So then Jason is now kissing Rachel again. Now he's trying again. And then she finally just like tops him and shows him how it's done. Yes. And Sierra's just jumping up and there going, yes, 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 yes.
I don't know why people do this to people. Like the yes, yes, yes thing. Because this is something that happens on Love Island all the time. People kiss, like, they'll have like their first kiss, and then everyone around the villa will be watching and go, whoa, yeah! Like, that would make me so, I would be so mortified.
Is it a straight thing? Is it a straight people thing? I just don't understand. Straight people
tell us.
I don't understand these straight people getting so excited about who's fucking and who might fuck and who, you know, who kissed and did you kiss? Like, I just don't get it. And I don't know if it's just part of gay culture that we just like fuck everything, you know? It's like, you know, we'll just, if you ask for somebody's name, that's when you tell people, you know, they're like, oh my God, so you fucked that guy. Did you get his number? You know, that's like a bigger deal, like that you're going to actually make some kind of effort. You know, listen, I'm not saying all gays, but my gays, this is how my gays work. I just don't understand this. Oh my God, did you kiss somebody today? We're like, did you swallow or did you promise a lesbian that you would father her children? You know?
I just try to act like a wasp and, you know, just talk about like tennis or weather until they mention that they kiss someone. Also, I feel like if I'm at a party and people are like making out for the first time, my instinct is to become pretty much like Paige and be like, oh my God, they're kissing. Okay, like act like you don't see. Just act like you're just, or like be chill. Just like watch. Like I don't want to interrupt the process. I want to just like observe and first of all, I don't want to interrupt the process because I don't want to make them feel weird. But also, the moment you interrupt them, that's the moment you cheer that they're going to stop and then you're not going to get any good gossip out of it. So hello, got to be quiet and just watch. Be an observer.
Mm-mm. I don't know. So Amanda and Sierra are talking now and Sierra's like, she's like, how do you feel? Basically, I'm like the sports center of this house. All Amanda does is walk around with a little puffy microphone going,
yeah.
How do you feel about so-and-so? Did you kiss so-and-so? Yeah. Oh my God. Have you moved past the hug stage? Babies or kittens? Which do you prefer? It's like, geez, Amanda, get off the sidelines, you know?
She comes up to Hannah Storm of Winterhouse.
I don't know who that is, but I'd like that she's named Hannah Storm.
Hi, Help. I'm Hannah Storm.
Did someone ask for a Storms? Oh, you asked for a Storm, not a Storms. Okay, well, I'm glad I left Mary Kay Place Jewelers for this. Thank you.
Welcome to Self Center.
So she's like, what do you feel about Austin, Sierra? And Sierra's like, well, Austin being here, like, I feel like I'm over it. Like, he had a girlfriend. Like, I'm not, like, trying to, like, get involved, like, in that. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, like, girlfriend, like. Mm-hmm. And so then we cut to Jess and Corey, who are now on the couch. And they're making out. And, like, she's, like, laying between his legs. Mm-hmm. And she's like, so, like, what's your intention? Is this just, like, Winter Wonderland fun for you? And he's like, I think you're cool as shit, and I wouldn't be hanging out with you if I didn't. Like, why would I waste my time with that? She's like,
to get pussy. That's why.
Yeah, pretty much. And then, meanwhile, Amanda has dressed up like a polar bear for some reason, and now she's walking around, and Austin sees Amanda as a polar bear but doesn't know who it is. He goes, who is that? Who is this? Oh, my God, I'm going to beat you up. I'm going to beat you up. Like, this weird, like, it's just amazing how they all kind of, like, regress to, like, eighth grade versions of themselves. And I love that, like, that's Austin's response, is that he sees someone in a costume, and since they don't, like, immediately announce who they are, he's going to just, like, punch them.
There's, like, so many injured pink bears all over Austin's hometown. And he's like, oh, my God, I knew it was you, Amanda. I fucking knew it was Amanda. I knew it. It was Amanda. I knew it.
How does it make you feel to know it was me? This is Amanda reporting for Kyle SPN.
So, ESP Kyle. So now back to the couch. Jess is, you know, okay, so it looks
they're
like.
Making out.
No, his head is between her leg. Is he eating her?
Well, they
out
make
the couch?
Out, and then his head winds up sort of in her midsection.
Her pussese. Right. I mean, it's like right in there. And so Rachel and Jason come in, and she's like, ha, 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 and they just leave. She goes, don't go in there.
And so that's when Jess is like, I don't think you understand how badly I want you inside me. I'm like, is this a Burger King commercial? What's happening with this show?
That's me when I get Starbucks. So, and then she's like, I feel like an animal. And he's like, you are. And then he tells us, I don't want to be rejected, obviously. So I push it to the edge where they're just like wanting it so bad, like that she would have a mental breakdown if I didn't even move like one thing. I mean, I think it'll all come together in a perfect explosion in her pants.
And he's got a porn stash now in his diary. I mean, he just gets grosser and grosser. So then we cut to Luke's bedroom, and he's in bed, and Schwartz plops down on the next bed, and Luke goes, dude, someone's getting finger banged on the couch in there. And he goes, is that good or bad?
I remember when What's-Her-Face used to finger bang me. Oh. So then Jess is like, I want you to sleep with me, because they go to her room. She's like, I want you to sleep with me. And he goes, no, I'm tucking you in, and I'm leaving. And she's like, why can't you sleep with me? And he's like, fine. So he like gets into bed, and like within 1 second, she's like, oh my God.
And well, like when she goes, I want you inside of me. And he goes, don't you? And he gets out, yes, and puts a sweater over the camera, which is the last bit of modesty he's ever going to show on this show, because, yeah, wow, they really go there in the next one. So Paige and Craig are talking to, they're going to bed. What does Craig say here? I feel like I could just skip it, but I feel like it's super important. He's like, I feel like Joe's going to try to, what?
You know what? I didn't understand it, so I just didn't write it down. I remember I was like, you know what, Ben? You don't have to write down every single non sequitur in this show full of non sequiturs.
But I want to know, man. I was counting on you. He's like, I feel like Joe's going to try to bang ya. And she goes, who? Joe Mama. And she's like, that is hilarious. God, what am I doing with my fucking life?
I know. So 5:20 in the morning, Schwartz heads off. He has to leave. And he's telling Luke, he's like, oh, I had such a good time. And Luke's like, oh, yeah, buddy. And then Schwartz like, this trip has been the first time that since Katie told me that she wants a divorce that I've been able to laugh and not cry. I needed it. But can I come back next year? I would love that. Please, please, Bravo. Please, can I be in this house? Come on.
So then he leaves. He's gone now. Bye. So then Sandoval, it's time for him to leave. So he gets his little goodbye. He's like, everybody had such a great time partying last night. And that means everything to me because my LED journey has now come to a close. I'm like, wow, you really changed everyone's life with that lighting, Tom. Bye.
Yeah. I just have to imagine, by the way, that like the new cycle, last year the cycle was Winter House into Summer House into Southern Charm, and this is clearly going to lead into Vanderpump Rules, right? Because they've now mentioned the, oh, so busy with the start, the wow, we're launching the bar, so busy. They've done that like several times, and the bar also just launched last week. It just opened up last week. So I feel like we are gearing up for like to segue into Vanderpump Rules with this show. That's my prediction, everyone.
Yeah, it's done shooting. Yeah. So
it's a very uninteresting prediction, but it's what it is. Like, my hot take for Friday.
You're like, I wonder if the last show they shot is going to be the next one that airs. Although I don't know, because Summer House usually comes out. So I think it'll be, well, I don't know.
Well,
know
what if like Vanderpump Rules comes out in December and then Summer House comes out in like March-ish? I don't know. You're right. Sorry, I didn't know. These are questions that no one needs to ask or think
Nostra
about.
Nostra who cares, miss.
Yeah. How do you feel about your prediction? This is Amanda for ESP Kyle.
So then we go to Kyle and Amanda, and he's like, oh, yeah, my grandma's 99. I got her a cake that says Mooey. That's not nice, Kyle. Is her name Amanda?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Kyle, you never got me a cake.
You're not 99. You know what I mean? Are you jealous of a 99-year-old Amanda? Fuck.
Why haven't you enrolled me in AARP? So he's like, oh, well, you're not much of a big cake person. I mean, Mooey is a big cake person. So he's excited to see his grandma turn 99, which is cool, by the way. I support that. I 100% support Mui. Mui's the breakout star of the show, and she's the only one who seems to have her head on her shoulders. I will say that.
Mui. No, Mui is trying. Mui is the super spreader of this cast, and we all know it. She's saw her so blow thirsty. Out those fucking candles.
Okay. Mui is so thirsty. What won't she do for camera time? Am I right?
Oh, Mui. She's make out with the cake.
How did you feel after making out with that cake, Mui?
Mui, you look like goddamn Celine Dion.
So then we cut to Paige and Craig being all lovey-dovey, and she tells us, after Craig basically admitted that he's a fucking asshole, I'm fine. As long as he knows what he was doing is wrong and he takes ownership, I'm like such a peach. Whatever. You're not. You're dying inside. Admit it. By the end of this season, Paige is... The Amazon Live is going to flicker on, and it's going to look like...
The Grudge.
Was that movie where it was like a documentary, but it was, the Blair Witch Project. It's going to be like the Paige Witch Project. She's just going to have like a little flashlight on Amazon Live. Like, I think he's still here fighting with somebody. It's going to end with just Paige like staring at a corner.
Paige?
Just wandering around a forest in Charleston. How do I get out of this forest? I am such a peach. Actually, peach is a shade that does not look good on me, but I inherently am a peach, yes. Mm-hmm. So so now Jess is with Rachel, and she's like, I went to bed at 6 a.m. Yeah, me and Corey had some fun. Let's just say that if we're talking about activities, it wasn't an outdoor activity. It was an inside activity. I wanted him inside me. That's what he did. Yeah.
And Rachel's like, oh my god. She's like, it was so good. It was actually mind-blowing. And she's like, oh my god, give me some tea then. Was it average? Was it above average? And she's like, no, like seriously, it was like 11 inches. Like it was like a three hands on top of each. It was not.
Yeah.
It was fucking not. If he had a 12-inch dick, that guy would have been on TV a lot sooner than this. He wouldn't have had to use Craig to schlub his way too. On TV finally after all of these years. Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, I do think that he has BDE, but and I'm not talking about below dick energy callback, but yeah,
he has TFE.
TFE.
Trust fund energy. He has trust fund energy. Just like
I was going with toothy feet energy.
Toothy feet?
Well, he's toothy and he's got feet. The F didn't work out so well. I was getting rushed. I felt like toothy was a good place to start. Like toothy fuckboy energy. How about that? That's probably
or RDE, better. Like rich dad energy. That's what he's got.
Yeah. So but anyway, but I also feel like Jess is kind of like inflating this a little bit because it like
literally
makes, she's acting like his dick was a Swiss roll, like a holiday Swiss roll, a Yule log or something. She's like, it was 18 inches long and wider than a Reebok sneaker.
Yeah, she's like, it was a 450 engine. Like, what are you even talking about?
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
I I like when girls brag about guys' dicks like it's their dick. Like, it's huge, you guys. Like, you don't even understand. I mean, like, after a little helicoptering, it can get to 11 inches. I mean, I was pulling it.
Rachel goes, did he rearrange your organs? She goes, he made me squirt everywhere. And let me tell you something, Ronnie. As I'm saying this, I still have these images of Mary Kay Place on in the background of my desktop. And like saying these words and having Mary Kay Place staring at me, I'm looking at her being like, wow, you can do better as a podcaster and as a human. Yeah,
Do you just hear Mary Kay Place doing this? Huh.
Yeah. I really recommend you pull up an image of Mary Kay Place and just have it up while you do this recap. It's really, it's exhilarating.
I will.
Every time you say something, just look at the image and just look at her being like,
Mary Kay Place. Wait, oh my gosh, she really does have that just disappointed face. Everybody do this at home. It's important. It's an important part of the recap.
I think everyone should do this. Here, Ronnie, I'm going to send you what's to the side of my notes. Okay.
I'm looking at the Google images of Mary Kay Place now. Yeah. I mean, I can totally see it.
Yeah, but like the two that are specifically right next to my notes are like really driving. One face is her smiling, being like, you could do better. And one is her saying, is this really what you do for a living?
Okay, so let's see.
So Jess squirted everywhere.
Like, she squirted, everywhere. Like every which way, you guys. And Rachel's like, ew, I'm never getting in your bed. And she's like, well, oh, by the way, like, I think Paige and Sierra might be weird with me sometimes because I think they're, like, trying to hook Corey up with Sierra. And this is typical, right? Here comes Jess saying everybody hates her because they think she's trying to get with their men. But then she's still trying to phrase it that way when she's really immediately like, is Sierra trying to get with Corey? Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you better tell me right now. And so Rachel's like, I don't really know about that. She's like, well, like at first they like really liked me, but like now I don't feel that way.
Mm-hmm. And so Rachel goes, so do you try to talk to them? Like I literally just walk right into their rooms and then, okay, what you do is you start moving your jaw up and down. I think you know how to do that. And then your lips, and then you actually send words out. And it's a great way to start talking.
She's like, no, I don't do that. Not really. So then Kyle and Amanda leave to go see Grandma Mooey. And Kyle's like, you ready, babe? And she's like, I was born ready, Kyle. So this is the saddest recitation of that line I've ever heard.
I was born ready. I feel the need. The need for speed.
You can't handle
the truth.
I wish I remembered more movie quotes. I'm like, well, that was it. Top Gun and Few Good Men. And if there was some other Tom Cruise movie out there, are there other Tom Cruise movies?
Can
you say something funny in Magnolia? Rain Man.
It's raining frogs. It's raining frogs.
It puts the lotion in the basket. Sorry, everyone. That's the only thing I could come up with next.
That was not Tom Cruise. No. Tom Cruise in Silence of the Lambs.
No, I'm
Mary
just saying,
Kay Place did not movie. Like that joke. Oh my god, Mary Kay Place just gave me the dirtiest look. Like, are you gonna say something about that or?
Help me help you, Kyle. There we go. Of course, Jerry Maguire has like a million quotes.
Did you know that the human brain weighs 8 pounds, Kyle?
I want a one-woman reading of Jerry Maguire done by Amanda.
You had me at hello, Kyle. You had me at hello.
Oh, okay. Let's see. I was looking up Mary Kay Place quotes.
Mary Kay Place is not happy with this banter. According to the pictures that are still up on my screen, she's saying, move it along, boys. So, so Luke is now asking Jason, he's like, hey, so did you make out with Rachel? And he's like, yeah, mostly kisses. It was very sweet. And then Rachel's telling Paige and Sierra that it was all very PG. And, they might be making out again tonight. So, you know, That's something exciting for people to know about.
Yeah. So then Luke goes to Austin's room. He's like, knock, knock. Hey, buddy. He's like, hey, buddy. Well, I fell asleep on my cover. It's fucking insane. I came here to get drunk, have fun with my friends, and ski. And I'm doing it. I'm doing it. But I haven't really made anybody cry over me yet. So that's one thing on my list. It's one thing on my list.
I do that all the time, all the time. Sorry, were you talking about booking modeling gigs? Because I wasn't really listening. Anywho.
So, how is it being here with a beautiful woman you obviously have a history with, you know? And, you know, like you get some drinks in, yeah, and you're like, dude, fuck, this is hard. Am I right?
Yeah, I wouldn't know anything about it. I wouldn't know anything about being in a house with Sierra and just really wanting to bone her all season long and she just shoots you down. I've never had that experience whatsoever. How's it going for you, Austin?
I'm only here asking you because Amanda's outside peeing on the side of the house. So
Austin's like, yeah, well, it's so hard for, you know, when I'm drunk, it's hard for me not to look at her. I mean, hey, do you know who the last person I slept with was?
Colby Calais?
No, what? That's ridiculous. Kirstie Alley.
Well, not really. No, I mean, she does have Lay in her name, you know? So there's that. It's like, yeah, she was dancing last night. I was like, dude, stop. Hey, can we roll the clip? Roll the clip. I just looked at her tits again.
All right. So once again, Luke, I'm going to ask you, do you know who the last person I slept with was?
Mary Kay Place.
God damn it. You're right. Wow.
Yeah, well, that wasn't terrible. I'm not going to lie about it. Mary Kay, get back onto Google Images.
So the last person he slept with was Sierra. So
Which is not true. If anybody believes that, I got a bridge to sell you, okay? I'm so sure. So he's like, yeah, you know, Sierra's a pretty girl, but I have very real feelings for Olivia, which is why I was staring at Sierra and I'm talking about how I started her tits again and salivating while I watched her squat dance on the table. Yeah, Olivia, this is working for Olivia, right? Someone sent her the clip of me saying this.
Yeah. And he's like, hey, you want to meet her? You want to meet her? She's like, gonna take America by storm. Okay, here he goes. Hey, babe. Hey, babe. And so he FaceTimes her and he's like, hey, Bubba, just want to say, I learned Bubba, by the way. Tom Schwartz was over.
When he said Bubba, I was officially done. I was like, I've been done on you for a while, but you're going to take on Bubba? Really? Yeah. No, you don't get to Bubba. Okay. And don't make me stand up for Schwartz.
No, I don't want to hear Bubba from him. He's like, can I just say you look so cute, so goddamn cute. I mean, you look good with that light. You look like goddamn Alita Adams. God, you're gorgeous right now.
He's like, whoa, is this Olivia or is this goddamn Chaka Khan?
Is this Olivia or is this the woman part of Solid Like a Rock?
So he's like, leave Vegas and come here, Nicolas Cage. And Olivia's like, you know what, like, it's warmer in Las Vegas than it is where you are. Like, well, yeah, there's a real winner. Now that's how I know when I want someone to have my children. Temperature knowledge. Yes. So Luke's like, well, come on. Austin will keep you warm. Get the fuck off the FaceTime, Luke. Okay? You want to talk about Sierra? Go to somebody else.
Seriously. So Austin tells us, I'm happy to be getting along with everyone again. And I'm on a 2.5 week long vacation. And I very much would like the girl I'm dating to come now so I can fully enjoy this trip to the max. So Ronnie, I have a theory. Remember on the Southern Charm reunion when Andy was asking Austin and Olivia like where they're at now, and she said, you know, it wasn't fair because you know, I was like ready to be all in and he was like, oh, I need time. And then all of a sudden when he wanted like us to be something and I was like, I need a moment, he got all mad at me. My theory is that is in direct a direct reference to this moment where Austin decided he wanted Olivia in Winterhouse because he doesn't trust himself around Sierra. So he kind of wants to show off. So he decides he wants to play boyfriend, girlfriend all of a sudden for Winterhouse. And it's like, come to Winterhouse. And she's like, no, I'm in Vegas. I believe that's what that was in reference to, which actually reframes that entire moment in my mind.
I just got confused.
Okay. We don't have to go back over it. It's not.
It's just. So wait, she wanted to be with him first, but then he needed time. But then when he finally said he was ready to be together, she was like, no, like I need some time. But she really just wanted him to be like, no, but seriously, you're safe with me. You're safe to open up. But he didn't do that. So she never really did feel safe. So then she didn't really open up. I think they're a phony baloney relationship that's only for TV. And he is sad because here he is on a TV show and he's not getting as much camera time because he's not pitting two women against each other, which is all he does. So he decided that he wanted to bring someone to pit against Sierra and then realized that he was going to get in trouble and look like the bad guy again. So he didn't do it.
I think my conspiracy theory is this is the moment where he wanted to like up the relationship because it would be for TV. And she was like, I don't really want to do this. And that was what she was referring to when she said, like, all of a sudden you wanted to be all in and I wasn't ready to be all in that moment. And so I think it's a reference to this. So I just want people to think about that. Okay, Mary Kay place.
Okay, I will think about it.
Just be open to it because it's a fun theory.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, and I think that makes total sense, actually. That the reason I'm confused is because their timelines are just so weird. It's like, when did this stop shooting? If I had like a production schedule in front of me, it would be easier. But like, I don't know when they did.
So this was in March because it said it was like March 6th or something. And the Southern Charm reunion was filmed like I think in late August or September. So like I feel like it all matches up and it makes sense. Like it all to me, it all makes sense with everything they were talking about. And I just remember when we talked about Southern Charm, we were like, I feel like we roasted her a little bit. About like, oh, well, I don't remember. I feel like we roasted her about something. And I feel like we would not have roasted her if we'd realized that Austin's intentions were to like play boyfriend, girlfriend on TV on Winterhouse.
I would have still roasted her because she came onto that reunion acting like, oh my God, I care so much about Austin. I'm so furious. I'm going to spend the whole time being so mad at Austin. I was like, get over it. You've been on like two dates. Like... These relationships are so confusing to me. Like, Sierra and Austin are acting like they're coming out of a 19-year marriage, you know? Like, why are you guys even fighting like this? You hooked up on a couple of times on one season of Winterhouse, and then that's it. And then he came to visit you in the summer house and told you he didn't want anything and then ended up hooking up with Lindsay. Why would you ever even speak to that loser again, you know? And they're acting like... It's like, who's afraid of Virginia Woolf with these two? You know, like you guys just met.
Well, I do have to say, I give her a shred of respect for the fact that she did not come running across the country to be on TV, to be on Winterhouse. So, you know, she gets like one thumb up for that. Oh, my God. Did you just put hot sauce on your bagel? Ew.
Back in the kitchen, to be fair, that cream cheese has bacon in it, so technically it's not weird.
Wow, so, how could you be so cold to me? Wow, I'm like trying to be friends with you, and like you just shut down my hot sauce on bagels is weird right now, Paige.
So Craig and Paige are going to go on a double date with Corey and Jess to go bowling. Okay, yeah. They're going stow bowling, whatever it's called.
Stubbling? Yeah, stow bowl. And I did not realize that So had all these amenities. I mean, they're going bowling. They go to a flower warehouse. They go to so many things. I thought So just had like a main street and that was it, you know?
That's what you get. You don't remember Madeline Stowe, who's like a Swiss Army knife of talent. Mary Kay Place is like, well, how dare you? I am still sitting here on this Google image page and you bring up Madeline Stowe. Thank you very much.
Fun fact, Stowe, Vermont is, it's laid out like the shape of Madeline Stowe's face. If you look at an aerial shot on Google Maps, you actually can see. It's like, It's like those mosaic things that people make. You know, when they take a bunch of different pictures and they put them together and it looks like someone's face.
Oh my God.
That's what Stowe, Vermont looks like from overhead.
And as the Google image goes over it, you just hear the from Revenge. Okay, so Kyle and Amanda go to the cookhouse, and it's Amelia's birthday, everybody, and Skippy the dog jumps on Amanda and kisses her, and Kyle's mom is like, you guys are his first mommy and daddy, you better say hi to him.
And they give Mooey her cake, and she actually seems like, I mean, she's 99, she looks like she's very much with it, and she's laughing, and she sees the cake, and she goes, I want you inside me. I was like, Mooey, you too?
Yeah, and then she gets spit all over it. She's like, up, up, up.
I bought a house in the metaverse. She's Southern also, by the way.
So then over to Corey. So they're driving to go bowling, and Corey's like looking at Jess, and he's like, I'm totally in the blonde. And the fact that Jess is into crypto and all that nerd shit, and she has big boobs. I love big boobs. So,
well, we're glad we got this moment with Corey. So yeah. Corey's coming from everybody.
And Jess, meanwhile, she has something important to say. I love how we're all wearing cream. Which really has so many layers to it, if you really think about it.
So Jess is like, guys, what are you going to drink? Because I'm like feeling like a scotch vibe. And Paige goes, are you nervous? What the hell?
Also, I did like when they checked into the bowling alley, the lady is like, okay, so what size shoe does everyone need? Paige is like, I'm a 7. And my feet are disgusting because Amanda ruined my other shoes. So I apologize to Snowball right now. I apologize.
So Jess is like, so did you have what Corey? Did you have what Corey had today? Oh, I mean, sorry. I met the other guy, like Craig. Oh my God, now I'm calling everybody Corey. This is so crazy. Like, first I was calling everyone Craig, and now I'm calling everyone Corey. Oh my God. It's nuts. Like, wow, Jess. Jess's personality is just not being able to remember names.
Paige is trying so hard not to just say slap.
Paige is looking at her like, I'm really trying here. Okay, I'm really trying.
She wants to let out a Dorothy's Bornak slut thing to Blanche Devereaux, but she's holding back.
Because don't you think Jess is also poking? Because when you're like, hi guys, I'm feeling like scotch. It's like a really like, you know, masculine. I'm really thinking of something masculine. Oh my God, Craig, I just called you Corey. I think she's trying to poke.
Yeah, there's some game that she's playing. I feel, in some way, I hate saying that because I feel like I hate doing the whole trope of if a lady is being sexual, if she's enjoying masculine things, that she's therefore untrustworthy and playing some game. But I think it's just in her specific case, I do feel like she's playing a game, and it's not bowling. But I also don't understand the game. But I feel like maybe it's just something that's happening in the metaverse.
I don't think it's because she's being. I don't think it's her sexual part. No, I think I'm that not she's because just. Of that. I think she's coming from this place like girls hate me, and the girls don't hate her, and so she's making it happen. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I'm not saying it's
like,
because
I feel
of
like
that.
She's poking to make it happen. So she can be like, see, I told you. Girls just don't like me. It's like, well.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's self-fulfilling prophecy for sure. I was just saying that I think that there are a lot of people who see women who are like overtly sexual and then just like project some sort of like untrustworthy, you know, persona onto them that isn't necessarily like deserving. I just think in this case it's Jess. She definitely is doing the self-fulfilling prophecy thing. She is definitely like it's too many times where she's called Corey Craig and now calling Craig Corey. Like something I can't figure out what her endgame situation is here, but like something is afoot.
So Amanda and Kyle return and no one's there. So we get a shot. We get a scene of Amanda going, hello. Hello.
She's interviewing the wall. How does it make you feel to not have people throwing things at you right now?
Hey, wall, did you ever kiss the wall opposite you? Oh, walls don't move.
So then Austin's like, oh, I'm about to play Hammerschlagen, where you hammer a nail into a piece of wood. I'm like, that's called hammering. Mm-hmm. So Kyle is now stacking, or Luke is stacking logs, because that's Luke's lot in life, to always be stacking logs. And then they're just like all hanging out and stuff. And they're talking about
Amanda
Jess.
Amanda goes in to find Rachel and Sierra in bed, you know, taking a nap. And so she's like, how is everyone? And Rachel's like, well, I think that Jess is feeling lonely. Really? Because like every time I try to talk to her, I feel like she's with the guys. And then we cut to Jess back at bowling being like, growing up, my friend group was homeschoolers. And like, I didn't really have a life outside this like circle that my parents programmed for us. So my dad would be like, let's go snowboarding or basketing or like bowling or like, you know, hopscotch or whatever. And that's why it's attractive that Corey's competitive. I couldn't date a loser. It's like you're dating a guy with fucking pearl necklace who spray paints happy faces on his gym. Okay. And calls himself an artist.
Yeah, too that's late. The thing. I don't think that a guy wearing a pearl necklace makes him a loser, but I think that a guy who is using very obvious ploys to get some pussy, I mean, he's kind of a loser. Actually, he's like really winning, to be honest. Let's be fair. So I'm like, he's got a great body. He's getting booty. I'm just like angry at him. But but also, by the way, great to see that she's not interested whatsoever in breaking any cycles. She's like, I was raised with a dad who was totally overbearing and super competitive and a total asshole. And if we didn't win, we were worthless. So now I want the same. I'm like, oh, okay.
Right. So Paige is like, Corey, help me pick a ball. I need a light to medium. So how are you liking your date? And he's like, do you like her? And she goes, yeah, I do like her. And he goes, well, I know you guys like bonded the first day and then you haven't talked much since then. So and she's like, is that what she said? Yeah. Like, she's like, I'm excluded out of everything. She goes, I tried to include her in literally everything.
So. Like, the other day we were playing Make Fun of Jess, and then I was like, Jess, do you want to join in? We're making fun of you. Do you want to make fun of yourself? And she was like, no. And then I was like, hey, everyone, we're going to play my favorite game. Walk out of a room when Jess walks in. And I was like, Jess, do you want to play that game too? And she was like, no. I was like, okay, fine. We're just like trying to bond with you.
Pin the tail on the donkey, you know? And like, there's not including anyone more than pinning a tail on them. So.
I feel like I'm very inviting. So
she
says,
Oh, go ahead.
I'm dumbfounded. Okay. Amanda, put my shoes on. Disgusting. But also, I went into Jessica's room and said, you can share my bathroom. And I think that's like really inclusive. Like, hello.
Well, maybe she's just in her head, you know? She's like, well, obviously, I want you to be the most happy, and you are. So pick me a ball and shut your mouth.
So now we go back to the house and Amanda's, oh God, asking Jason about Rachel and kissing. I can't even deal. So now Austin, I can't. Seriously. How many times do I have to ask about this stupid kiss?
Hi, Jason. What's going on with you and Rachel? Have you like kissed yet?
So Austin, meanwhile, is like, so Amanda, I want to put out a feeler. I mean, it's not set in stone, but I was talking to Olivia earlier and I was like, why don't you come out here? And Amanda's like, oh, I think that's great. That's wonderful. I mean, yeah, I bring her out here, you know. Sierra seems like she's totally, totally over it, you know, because she's said so. And, you know, in the past, whenever she said she's over you, she totally hasn't freaked out about things like this.
He's like, well, you're my testing ground. So if you think it's okay, then maybe I can talk to her. She's like, okay. Hey, Austin, have you talked to Sierra yet? He's like, why are you interviewing me? We just had this conversation.
I know, but I just don't have it in me to ask if Jason is made out with Rachel yet.
Do you have anything you want to say to our troops overseas, Austin? Good job. So then Luke's nail game. It really is that you're hammering nails. And so that's where the show is.
Excuse you. It's not just hammering nails. It's hammering nails straight down with the tiny end of the hammer. So
yeah. It's a dexterity game. Honestly, it looked kind of fun, but I also couldn't help but think, wow, we're just watching people swing hammers at nails.
No, well, you know, you got, this is a show about banging, okay? Just keeping the theme alive. So Kyle takes a hammer and he's like, that is not a lot of surface area. And Austin goes, yeah, that's why Amanda said, that's what Amanda said when she met you. Fuck. Burn.
Let's eat olives. So Sierra and Paige are eating olives, and then the bowlers come back, and Amanda's like, hi, welcome back. This is Amanda for ESP Kyle. Did you guys have fun bowling? And Jess is like, yeah, we doubled their score.
Oh, God. Pretty much.
She's going to be a mom. By the way, I apologize to your children, because you're going to be a crazy mother to them. You know she's going to be forcing her daughters into like not just like cheerleading, but like that, like I'm the gonna competitive murder
cheer,
like that. Yeah. I'm gonna murder the other like star cheerleaders. That way you can get to be at the top of the pyramid.
You know? Yeah. So Paige just shakes her head and she's like, "So what else happened today? Was anybody called Corey on accident?" And Sierra's like, they're having me drive a nail into some wood. Like, no thanks. Paige just starts laughing. And Amanda says, I came home with Kyle, and then I was talking to Austin downstairs, and then Austin was talking about possibly inviting Olivia, and I can't hang on to that knowledge and not saying anything. So, Sierra, how do you feel about that? Get the mic out of my face. Oh, seriously, just like speaking. I can hold it down here, but just project.
Well, first, I gotta thank God. Without God, I wouldn't be here right now. Second of all, I know I have to say, you know, really, I couldn't be here without my teammates. Like, this is a team sport. I ride on their shoulders. But that being said, you know, Austin would hate it if I were here with someone and making out with someone else. So it's really not fair that, like, he would bring this other girl into the house right now.
Well, I thought you guys were in a better place, but maybe I misread the situation. And Paige is like, that would be weird. I mean, how would that not be weird? You guys are on a show about fucking. Like,
yeah.
What the hell? So now if one person hooks up with another person, they're off limits forever, even though they've had multiple conversations spanning multiple seasons that they're not going to hook up anymore. Don't make me stand up for Austin here.
Well, okay. I think that actually what Sierra is responding to is like the potential, like if Sierra brought someone that she wants, like she said this, if she brought someone, Austin would have had hissy fits. He would have made a scene. It would have been totally, he would have been so obnoxious. So she does like, I'm not going to go down that path because I don't feel like bringing that drama on the house or whatever. But then he can just like bring someone and it's like without any regard for her. Like she thought about him. But he's not, in her mind, he's not
thinking
about her.
She did not. She doesn't have anybody to bring. Like, she hasn't mentioned anybody that she would have brought.
But it's not about if she has anyone. It's like, in theory, if she had someone, she still would have thought about him. But believe it or not, I mean, Austin does actually think about Sierra in this episode, which is shocking to say. But so that's why she's angry. She's angry at the principle, not that he has someone to hook up with. That's what I believe in this very important situation.
Yeah, but
Mary
the principal
Place is looking at me. She doesn't like it.
Yeah, I think that's ridiculous. You're on a show about hooking up, okay? And you're not with this person, and you've talked multiple times about how you're not with this person, and you both should move on with your damn lives.
Now, I agree
said,
about that.
I don't even think that Olivia was ever going to come. She said very clearly, I don't want to go there. It's snowing. And then Austin is like, you know what? I'm going to ask Olivia to come. You already did ask her and she doesn't want to, but yeah. Now you still want to have somebody upset over to you. Upset about you. So now you're going to go to Sierra and act like you are thinking of bringing her just so you could have somebody cry over you. And
you know, again, that's right. I didn't even think about that.
It's played exactly the way he wants. And that's exactly what happens.
By the way, importantly, we should mention that outside Craig is playing the Hammerschlagen, which again, the rule is, hit a nail with the narrow side of the hammer, and he swings the hammer and just doesn't even hit the stump, and just like he swings it down and then just like it falls out of his hand onto his foot. Just full on cartoon style.
Yeah, there's Craig for ya. So she's getting all upset, and she's like, I mean, Austin is jeopardizing our friendship and his relationship. So shrug. I mean, Austin actually hasn't been on his best behavior. Like, he can't help but flirt with me. So, you know what? Bring her. Go ahead. Fuck it up already. Fuck it up early for her. Do her a favor.
Yeah.
Do her a favor.
Yeah. And then she says, like, you know what? If she wants to come, she absolutely can come, but I'm going to leave. And Amanda goes, oh, I didn't realize. I didn't realize she was still upset. I'm like, Amanda, how do you not realize we've been living with this for a year? Sierra is digmatized by Austin for reasons we don't understand, but she is.
Yeah. Well, Amanda knew that.
Yeah.
Amanda's not dumb. She's, you know, getting her scene in there before Austin can do it. So then Sierra walks off, and Paige is like, if that was my boyfriend and I heard the way he was acting towards Sierra, I would not be happy. Mm-hmm. So she follows Sierra off, and Craig outside is like, guys, you know what girls do that, like, you know what guys do that girls don't know about? We fake orgasms, right? Like, girls don't know that. You guys do that, right? They're like,
Is he just, like, bringing, like, a jar of mayo into the bedroom or something? Like, what's happening?
Like, and Kyle's like, it's been a while, Craig. And he's like, well, me too. But, like, I'm saying I've done it. Like, you can't just stop. It hurts her feelings.
I'm really confused about how he's doing this, but that's fine. Craig operates in strange ways. So then Paige is now with Sierra. She's like, how many times is he going to try to hurt you so bad? I mean, it's disgusting. And now Amanda, by the way, Amanda's doing the whole thing where she's like, oh, now I feel like a bad friend. I didn't mean to make her upset. Kyle. So now Amanda's doing that whole, like give sympathy to me because I stirred up a situation and I didn't know what I was doing sort of thing.
And she's just with Jess when she says it, and Jess is like bored, you know, because it's not about her. And she's like, I didn't mean to make her upset. And Jess goes, we're the boys. And she just leaves.
She goes, that's way Hammerschlagen.
So meanwhile, Amanda goes to find Paige and Sierra, and she's like, are you okay? And Sierra's like, I just want to leave. And Paige goes, he literally does the same thing with a different girl every single time. And Amanda's like, but would you feel differently if he came and was like, look, I'm super serious about this girl. It's like important to me.
And Paige is like, yes, and I'd also feel differently if he weren't eyeing Sierra up and down and like he wanted to take a pic out of her. And Amanda's like, well, if you think you're not going to be able to enjoy your vacation, it's not fair for him to bring someone else in, Kyle.
And then it cuts to, I looked at her tits again. So then outside, the guys are like, you know what sounds good? Pizza. Yeah, I want pizza. Yeah, you know what sounds really good? Pizza. And Jess is like,
yeah,
guys, do you want me to give you the address of the pizza place? I've got it right here on my phone. They're like, oh my God. Shows where the pizza is.
Yeah, I'm just like, cool. I'm like one of the guys. I can figure out pizza locations on a phone because I work in the metaverse. And then downstairs, Luke is singing a song. He's like,
do you want real pizza or digital pizza?
Okay, guys, so the pizza is a plain pizza, but the toppings are from the metaverse, so you just have to imagine the pepperoni. So Luke is on his guitar singing another sort of coyote song. He's like, well, we're in a housing store.
We're not the weather in is snow.
10 below.
It's not that cold.
It's like baby, it's cold outside with Luke and Kyle.
Singing about snow and pizza. So now everyone's having pizza. And so Rachel announces that tomorrow she's going to do a garden party. Because she's a florist. This is like the first party I'm actually semi-excited to see because I am interested to see her do her thing, you know? And she tells us, well, I mean, considering that no one else has anything interesting to show on this show, right? Someone okay at least has sometimes.
Like, oh my God, a garden party? Finally.
Well, I'd like to see some sort of artistry, so kill me. Kill me if I want to see artistry. God. Mary Kate Place is staring at me like, don't ask for things you know you won't get.
Do you have a glow necklace on right now? Jesus.
For crying out loud, I'd rather see someone like arrange flowers than like opening up more Amazon boxes to put on shark costumes with like inflatable dildos sticking out the side of it.
And who can blame you, really? So they're like, wow, a garden party. Let's go to bed, everybody. So everyone goes to bed early. Like, just the suggestion of that puts them to sleep. So then Jason is walking around the kitchen going, Rachel, where are you? And he drops a chip and he picks it up off the floor, which is crazy. Like, you don't belong here. And he picks it up and puts it on the table. And he's like, normally I eat a chip off the floor. Not here. Not here.
The only sane person in this house. He's like the hottest, sanest guy in the house. He's nice. He's considerate. He cooks food and no one wants anything to do with him.
If that was Austin, he would have dropped the chip, stomped on the chip, then peed on the chip.
Okay. And then scooped it up and put it in Craig's hair in bed.
I think Craig would have woken up and eaten it off the floor.
I like the flavor of this chip. So then Jess is now in Corey's bed and she goes, do you want to make a sex tape? And he goes, nope. She goes, why? He goes, blood freaks me out. And she goes, babe, I have a tampon. And I mean, it's already, it's just so much. And then he goes, give me head. She goes, yeah, I'll give you head. Awesome.
And then she gives him head on camera. I was like, you're not going to put a hoodie on the fucking camera this time? So nope. You only cover the camera when it's actual intercourse. Like head's fine. Jeez, the editors, the camera workers are very lucky this season.
Yeah, they're getting a whole show. Yeah. And he's like, she's blowing him. And he goes, you're doing pretty good.
This show's a lot.
It's amazing that she can fit that giant that giant foam roller in her mouth.
Yeah. So she's like, okay, I'm done, I'll see you in the morning. And she just leaves. So then in the morning, I don't know, who cares, people wake up. So then Jess is like, you know what? I should go get some coffee. And he goes, just snap your fingers. And she snaps. She goes, yeah, where's Corey with my coffee? And he just lays there like,
yeah, get used to it.
This is not a go get your coffee kind of a guy, okay? Mm-mm. This guy won't have sex with you, but will ask for head. Well, what the hell? And then not get you coffee?
Enjoy. Piece of crap. Listen, she got two of her three punches on her card. Third one, it expires. My metaphor is a little messed up right now. What I'm saying is...
what did she get? What's her card for?
Her card is for getting booty from Corey, and then he's moving on. I'm telling you this right now. He's got what he needs.
Oh.
It's okay. Over. It's over. And if it were real life, the ghosting would already begin, you know? Yeah. But he's stuck with her.
So now Luke and Paige are in the kitchen. And Luke's like, what are you thinking, Paige? You want to do like eggs on a bagel, bacon and cream cheese? And she goes, excuse me. I do not like the way that you say bagel. Say bagel. He's like, bagel? Bagel. No. Bagel? It is bagel.
Bagel?
Bagel.
Bagel?
God, idiot. He's like, that's just how we talk. Okay, we say bagel. That's it.
Hey, you ever tapped a bagel for some maple syrup? Oh, man, bagel syrup is the best.
So then back to Jess and fucking Corey. She's like, why don't you get me coffee? And he's like, ugh. And she just lifts her top and shows him her boobs. And she's like, they actually look pretty nice. I'm so nice to me. I compliment myself. He's like, ugh. So then
I thought he lifted her top. I thought he just took her shirt and just lifted up and looked.
No, she's like, get me coffee. And he doesn't, so she shows her boobs. Oh. She's like, wow, they look really nice, right? Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm going to run an extra mile today with all this bagel talk. And then, actually, no, it's actually because Jason announces he's going to make chicken parm tonight. So, you know what? Who cares? So, now a bunch of the boys, all the guys go to a Stowe cider, and they're going to have some cider. And the girls, meanwhile, they're at some flower wholesaler. I don't know where they found a flower wholesaler in the middle of Stowe, Vermont, but there's one apparently. So they're there and they're walking around. And meanwhile, the guys are talking, they're going to play cornhole and stuff. And Jason's talking about how much he loves Rachel's fashion sense. And then the girls are making bouquets. And Rachel's like, you know what? Jason is like consistently being sweet to me. And like, I was like going at him for like being not aggressive. But like, maybe that's like not a bad thing. You know, the girls are like, ew, disgusting, not aggressive, whatever.
Rachel's like, Jess is like, here's what I have to say. Oh my God, put your boobs away. It's cold out here. They're nice, right? So then back home, Corey goes, hey, Rachel, what's the theme tonight? And she's like, Garden of Eden. And he goes, like Adam and Eden? Oh my God. So then Paige goes into Sierra's room and Paige goes, oh my God, this room. And she's like, yeah, that's what I did last night. Just a clean room. I can't believe that. She goes, yeah, because I was pissed. Because last night I was like, I know this motherfucker isn't about to do the same thing to me that he's already done to me.
And then there's like some chaos in the doorway because like Craig is trying to barge in. Like Amanda comes in and then Craig is trying to barge in. And they're like, Craig, go away. Go away, Craig. And he goes, can I have a hug? No, Craig, get out of here. Go. No hug. Get out of here, Craig.
So then
I like
Amanda
him as this... This I like the idea of Craig as this like boogeyman that just wants hugs.
Just like, you're a boy, just leave us alone. So Amanda and Jess come in. So Amanda comes in and goes straight to the bed to like hang out with the girls on the bed, and Jess comes in and then walks straight into the bathroom and just stands there oddly. And so Amanda's like, I was like, where is Paige? And then Jess was like, she's in Sierra's room. And then Craig came up here. And Paige goes, Jess, you can't just tell them where we are. Like, we're running away from them for a reason. They're boys. And Jess just gives a look. She's in the bathroom. And she's like, oh, I'm so mad that she just said that to me. And Amanda's like, you'll learn, Jess. And she's like, oh, my God, I'm being so bullied right now.
Yeah, seriously, I can't believe she told me to stay away from the boys. Boys are like the best thing ever. So now they're like, they're setting up for this party, and like it looks great, and Rachel is plucking petals off of a flower and she's showing Luke how to do it. He's like, oh no, that's so aggressive. What about the poor flower? No, I don't like to deflower things. No.
So then Kyle is putting makeup on Austin with his fingers, and he's like, I'm like the Bob Ross makeup right now. And Austin looks at himself and he's like, I look like the dirtiest little whore right now.
Literally did not look whorish at all. It was like whimsical, like far sprite, you know, by
he looked
Kyle.
Like a crazy old, he looked like a crazy old lady. That's what he looked like.
But I just like that, like. I feel like with Austin, women just fall into two categories, and one of those, I don't know what the first one is, but the second category is definitely dirtiest little whore. Celine Dion and dirtiest little whore.
You one or the other.
Yeah. So now Jess is talking
or
to
Mary
Rachel.
Kay Place. Or there Mary Kay Place. There always has to be a third. Yeah, there always has to be a slot for Mary Kay.
Mary Kay is looking at me like, you really messed that one up, Ben. You really messed that one up. So Jess is talking to Rachel. She goes, I feel so strange. Like, I just cannot connect with the girls. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, I never get complimented. I walk into a room and they never want to even look. I feel like it's the mean girl club.
I've just never met anybody who said that. I've never heard that. And she says it multiple times. Like, they don't even compliment me.
Well, when she said it, I was like, girl, you need to relax. But I think, though, when I started thinking about it more, she probably means... that like all the other girls, like when Sierra walks into a room, I feel like Paige probably says things like, oh my God, you look great. I love this look on you. You know, and they pepper each other with all those things all the time. And when Jess walks in the room, they're like, oh, look, the slut walked in, you know?
No, I'm not giving Jess an inch. Okay. She's already got 11. All right. Ooh. But I'm not giving Jess an inch because I've never heard her do that to anybody either. I've never seen her once be like, oh my God, you look so cute. So no, you will not get me to feel for Jess then. Okay.
No, I'm not trying to make you feel for Jess. I was just trying to understand what the heck she meant by that because I thought it was such a crazy thing to say.
Yeah, I don't feel. You're a better person than me. To me, Jess is an asshole, and that's it. That's all she's getting from me right now. So Rachel is like, well, I'm sorry that you feel that way. And she says, I think that she feels timid because she's intimidated. Just like, you know, knock on the door and they'll let you in. But they're not like the type of girls who are like going to coddle you, you know? And so she tells her, I'll see how they feel about it without being weird about it. She goes, yeah, could you like ask them about it?
But that's a ridiculous thing. Can you ask them about it? Because you know that's not going to go well. And it's also stupid. You just talk to them.
Right. Yeah, that's why I think Jess is poking. She's poking for something here. So Rachel gives a speech like, you welcomed me into your world, which is basically, you know, living organisms growing from all of the waste you leave in rooms, both human and garbage. And mine is organisms that are grown on purpose to be gorgeous and flourish. So welcome. Welcome to the Garden of Eden.
Yeah. And Craig has made shots and he hands them all out. And Paige's like, Craig, is this absinthe? He's like, yeah, it's cut with absinthe. Which is funny. I never think of cutting things with absinthe. But they basically are like, they're like eating dinner. They're eating this chicken parm. And then like Corey's like, hey, Craig. And he gives Craig the finger. And then Craig gives him the finger back. I was like, I can't stand these two right now.
So then Jess is just like looking at Corey from across the table. And he's like, she's like, you good? He goes, yeah, you good? And she's like, yeah, I'm good. You look good. Well, no one else says that. Shut up. You're hot as fuck.
Yeah, it's very thirsty. Like, I don't want anyone to be confused. Like, I'm fully with you on this about Jess. Like, she demands a lot of attention. She demands a lot of attention. When she doesn't get it, she sees that as actually rejection, and that's not necessarily the same thing, and so she's like a disaster.
So spaghetti and chicken parm is served, and Craig's like, whoa, this is awesome. I've never had a homemade chicken parm before. Paige is like, have you been alive?
This is the thing that breaks them. He is like a total bore and a disaster all season long, but when he admits that he's never had homemade chicken parm, she's like, you know what? I have to reevaluate this entire relationship.
Oh, I feel bad for Rachel because this is like, everyone's like, wow, flowers. So how was it looking for flowers? It was so fun. Why was it fun? Because there were flowers. And also Rachel knew the name of the flowers. And they were like, wow, good night, everybody. Also, I don't need any more shots of Austin eating. Please, yeah. Don't give me any. Like, he hunches over the table and just shoves food, and his mouth just flies open and food flies everywhere. Please, I don't need any more of that.
This cast does not need spaghetti. Like, no more spaghetti. Bravo celebrities in general should not be eating spaghetti. I think we hit that wall with Ashley from Below Deck sailing. Like, no more spaghetti for these people. No more messy foods. Just, like, things that can go directly in and stay in the mouth. Okay. And I think that, like, actually Rachel was really smart to have this party because she made the living room look so nice and pretty that I think everyone just didn't want to mess it up. So, like, we'll just go to sleep. And I think she's like, yes, I don't have to clean up in the morning.
So then Austin has to talk with Sierra and she's like, what's up? He's like, what's up? She's like, I'm going to sit at the fireplace. He's like, I'm going to sit at the fireplace with you. All right. All right. Well, I'd mentioned to a few people about Olivia coming. And, you know, like, I was always planning on talking to you before I did that because, like, you know, we're in a house that we're living in, you know, together, like in a house.
And she's like, well, I definitely heard from other people and Amanda brought it up to me. And my first reaction was like, wow, this dude does not give a fuck about me at all. Commercial break. I'm back. So, like, you already put me in a situation over the summer, which makes me look like an idiot. Actually, no, I guess I put myself in a situation because I actually admitted that I had feelings for you. I hooked up with you. So I guess I made myself look like an idiot. Either way, you acted insane. You acted insane right now. And first, to share another house, like, you'd be shitting yourself if I were hooking up with someone else in the same house, Austin.
It's like, oh, that's not up to me anymore, Sierra, though. That's not up to me. Just, yeah, I get that. But, like, I would not bring anyone around for that reason because, like, I feel like it would be, like, uncomfortable. And he goes, I get that. I get that. I get it. She goes, so, like, would it even feel comfortable for her to come here? And he's like, no. I mean, she would crawl into a big hole and die even after, like, hearing this. So, like, I'm not even going to tell her that. Just, like, I mean, you know, like, I'll just say, like, you know what? I'm going to see you in a week, you know? So, sorry I didn't talk to you about it earlier.
She's like, okay, thanks. So he's like, I just get so oblivious sometimes. Like, I thought everything was going so well. This would not be the issue. I'm insane right now what I almost did. So then meanwhile, upstairs, it's time for a little, it's like a powwow with the ladies. And so they're all gathered. And actually, it's like everyone but Jess. It's Sierra, Paige, and Rachel. And Rachel tells Paige and Sierra, she goes, So I heard we're still being mean girls. And she said we're ignoring her and not complimenting her, which is kind of funny because it was kind of like a, it was like not, I would say in the way that she received that information from Jess, she received it like a supportive friend. And then when she delivered it, it was like, this bitch, this bitch.
Yeah. I liked it. So Sierra's like, I'm sorry, but she's isolating herself a little bit. I mean, she's been like very, like, I don't know, like after the guys. And Paige goes, maybe I was being a mean girl when my boyfriend stuck up for her. Or maybe I was being a mean girl when she cried to me in my room. I like when she gets off, like New York, when she gets mad. It's like, she cried to me in my room and I'm pissed. And I don't need Lindsay 2.0. Okay. I will say that right now.
I've gotten this since I was in second grade. I think it's because I'm so quiet and actually very cute and always wear like great clothes that like when you first meet me, you think I'm like a bitch. And then I'm like funny and sarcastic. And then they're like, oh, you're not so bad. And you really are like super fashionable and chic. And so like, I'm so sick of being Regina George when I'm like really not. Okay. Oh, but you can't sit here, by the way. Sorry.
And Sierra's like, yeah, I'm gonna walk away from this. This is crazy, which I think is the smartest move here, right? Yeah. Like, she's not gonna, you know, I have to hand it to Sierra. She has avoided multiple traps this episode.
She has.
She just avoided the Austin trap. He did not get what he wanted from her, which was like a crying, you know, fighting over whatever he wanted. He didn't get from her. And now she's walking away from this too. So, you know, good on you. So then everybody changes into their PJs for bed, and the girls are still talking. Amanda's like, so where were you guys? And Sierra's like, we were having a conversation. And Jess is with Amanda, and she goes, about what? And Jess says, yeah. She's like, about what, bitch? And Paige goes, yeah, about what? Because I hear you've been going around saying shit. And Jess is like, me?
Yeah, you're saying we're mean girls, and I feel like I've gone out of my way to be nice. Remember when I put out a half toilet roll for you when you use my bathroom? I mean, hello, that's like queen of generosity right there.
Well, it's not like I've gone around like trying to run my mouth. I mean, I do feel like I walk in the room and I'm like not noticed or complimented or like, I mean, it's like a different vibe because you guys are close. Like, it does feel like a mean girl vibe because like I have like, maybe it's like whatever insecurity like from my childhood, like, but like, I don't know, like, but it feels like walking into high school and I don't fit in.
You don't fit in into your childhood home? No, you know what I'm saying. Look, when I was younger, my childhood best friend ended up going to private school and I was still homeschooled, and she kind of turned on me and it was just like hard to trust after that. It's like, oh, okay. So it's not about your dad and him like forcing you to compete in every single event of all time. So she's like, it's just that, like, I mean, like, I get it. Like, you guys have like years of history. And Paige goes, I just met Rachel 3 days ago and she feels fine. She's fine. We're best friends, aren't we? Aren't we friends? Like, this morning, we totally bonded over how much of a bitch you are. Okay. So, like, we're not mean girls.
She's like, well, I feel like you can't like force friendships and I just haven't like clicked with you guys. And Paige goes, I genuinely do not feel that. She goes, well, but it's like the way that I feel. I don't fit in.
And Paige right now is doing her double hand puppet thing. She's so angry that she puts her hands at, like, they're two hand puppets, and then just starts she starts moving them up and down. Do you ever notice how she does that? She clenches all her fingers together
when she talks.
Yeah, she gets all her fingers all together and then starts her hands just going up and down. And she starts saying, "Have you ever once checked in on me? Have you ever once said, hey, Paige, how are your feet doing? I heard Amanda put her disgusting feet into your shoes. Are they okay? Do you have a fungus now? No, you haven't. And have I come to you to check in to see if you're okay? Abso-fucking-lutely. So I am done. I am done. I am done with the mean girl shit. I am done with people calling me out. You want to see a mean girl? I'll show you a mean girl who is very, very well dressed."
And she just walks off. And Jess is like, what? What is she even talking about?
Like, girls are jealous of me.
Yeah, girls are jealous of me. Maybe because multiple people have come to her and told her she's leaving you out. Like, she literally was like going bowling with you today. She spent the day with you.
That's true.
And your boyfriends.
Disaster. But that's where it is. That's the cliffhanger. So will they ever be able to repair their relationship? Of course they will. They'll probably have one of these scenes where it's like, look, there's just like obviously like a lot of miscommunication and let's just like talk more and we'll just like get to know each other more. And then they'll hug and then they'll have like a fake friendship.
I don't know. But we'll see. I do have to say, though, good casting. Good casting on Jess.
Yeah, because I know that, like, I feel like Lindsay and Carl, well, Lindsay and Carl are coming up on the next episode. But, like, now that, like, Lindsay and Carl are now heading into, like, post-Summer House life. That's their trajectory right now. So they need to get a new Lindsay. They need to get a new Lindsay type on into this franchise. And I think they did a great job with that.
Yeah, she hasn't reached Lindsay levels of cray cray, but it took Lindsay a little while too. You know, it wasn't until we saw her really going off with her boyfriend. What's his buns? Everett.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess that didn't take very much time.
It was pretty quick that we saw Lindsay being crazy.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. All right, everybody. Well, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Undo your fasteners, it's Erin Kastner. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, la, la. Where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now, I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.